And I'm kind of sad that May is almost over because of all the holidays that we had. I know a lot of people took vacations. But now we have summer to look forward to.
This is very true. And I'm hoping maybe in the summer there will be less dust and stuff like that. But
no
that
kidding.
Might be wishful thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I actually have something I wanted to talk about a little bit. I read some stories over the past year or so about in China how there are some companies. There's sort of like this new like industry. It's like a niche profession for foreigners, generally speaking, Caucasians who are in China. They get hired to pretend to be like the president of a company. So maybe there's like they're going to do some big presentation in front of a crowd or something. You know how like what was the name of the guy? Steve Jobs. Jobs used to do a launching of a new product,
yeah.
right? And it was like a really big deal.
Yeah.
And so they're hiring, these companies are hiring foreigners to act like they're the president of the company or they're a representative of the company just to make the company look more global or sophisticated or
really,
you know, things like that. And I, when I first saw that, I thought, oh, that's just crazy. That's just silly. But then I realized actually that I sort of do the same thing in some of my work. And I've noticed that I've been starting to get more requests to do these sorts of things where, you know, a Korean company has, you know, meetings with a foreign client or they have to take a, you know, a business trip to meet with a client or a customer or, you know, a potential investor or whatever. And so I get calls every once in a while to say, well, can you go along and translate?
Mm-hmm.
But I never actually end up just going just to be a translator.
Right.
What usually happens is they'll make a card for me. They'll say like, okay, you're like the director of PR or you're the director of international outreach or something like that. And so
interesting.
I think the reason is twofold. Basically, I think one is that the English thing is obviously an issue.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, these companies always have at least one employee whose English is fine, who could do basically what I did. It wouldn't be perfect. It wouldn't be native, but it would be just fine.
Mm-hmm.
They can communicate the same ideas.
Right.
You know, but I think secondly, because I've done a lot of broadcasting, because I've done a lot of public speaking and things like that, I think they – you know, they like this kind of an image.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it seems to be happening more and more often.
It's interesting. Mm.
So I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing. But yeah, I've been noticing, especially now these days, as more and more companies here in Korea are starting to work internationally, to deal with
global.
To go global, that there's more of a demand of this thing in this thing. And I would say, you know, and something I say to any student that I have, you know, when I'm teaching at the Hog, when I'm always saying this to new students, is that most Koreans have all of the tools, they have the foundation, they have all the basic stuff that they need to communicate in English. It's almost always an issue of confidence, an issue of just not worrying about making mistakes and things like that. So, you know, if you can communicate your ideas, that's the most important thing.
Yeah.
It's not the grammar. It's not the pronunciation. It's not any of that stuff. It's just being able to understand what the person is saying, or at least most of what they're saying, and to communicate what you're thinking.
Well, I think that's great advice. I think it's something that we should all just not forget.
Absolutely.
Yes.
You don't need to hire somebody
Well, you know, just don't leave Power English though, Brian.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can do your side thing.
Yeah.
So
if you've got a company, don't waste it on someone like me,
okay.
Unless you've got a lot of money, and then in which case, call me.